exhale for your soul. Four now reminds us that this moment is fleeting. It's just a moment. And that better days, I promise you, are ahead. Remind yourself that life is just temporary.
Hey, midlifers. Welcome to the Midlife Makeover Show. Are you ready to break free from your mundane midlife? Are you feeling trapped in a vicious cycle of rinse and repeat days? No matter if you're experiencing a divorce hangover, job burnout, or you just have the midlife blues, I got you. Hey, I'm Wendy, your hostess of the Midlife Mostess. I too was hit by midlife like a freight train. I too felt stuck in the same dull chapter. I wanted the clarity of how to create a new life beyond divorce and the courage to leave an unfulfilling career. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't worthy and it was just easier to stay in my comfort zone. Until I found a little secret, the freedom to live my life my way. In this podcast, you will learn how to achieve a vibrant midlife mind and body, how to create solid relationships through love and loss, and how to create an awesome second half of life. Grab your grande latte, pop in your earbuds, and let's get this midlife party started.
Hey there, beautiful. Welcome back to the Midlife Makeover Show. I'm your host, Wendy Valentine, and I'm so excited to bring you another Midlife Makeover mini-sode. These short, sweet, and powerful episodes are designed to sprinkle a little inspiration and wisdom into your day. But before we dive in, I have something super exciting to share with you. Enrollment is officially open for my Freedom at Midlife 7-week group coaching program. If you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure of how to create the life you truly want, this program is for YOU. Plus, as a special thank you to my podcast listeners, I'm offering $300 off. That's $300 with code 300 at checkout. But hurry, this offer does end on December 31st, 2024, and space is limited. All right, we'll chat more about that in a minute, but for now, let's dive into today's mini-sode. Today, I want to share with you something that's been on my mind lately. It's a simple concept, just two little words that have completely transformed the way I view life's challenges. Those two words are for now. That's it, for now. These words might be small, but they pack a powerful punch. They are a reminder that everything in life, yes, everything, is temporary. The good, the bad, the ugly, the wonderful, it all comes and goes. And understanding this truth can be the key to navigating life's ups and downs with more grace, ease, and perspective. Let's start with a quote that sums up today's message perfectly, and I'm pretty sure you've heard it before. And it is, "This too shall pass." It's such a simple reminder, but it holds a profound truth about life's impermanence. No matter what you're going through, it's not forever. You are not stuck. You are simply in a moment of transition. I know firsthand how hard it can be to embrace this idea, especially during challenging times. There was a point in my life when I felt like I was drowning in pain and stress and uncertainty. I was divorced, buried in debt, battling depression, and felt completely lost. I can still remember this moment, sitting on the floor of my apartment thinking, this is it? This is my life? But you know what? It wasn't. It was just my life for now. And once I realized that, I started to find the strength to pull myself out of the darkness. All right, think about it. At midlife, the challenges can feel especially heavy. Maybe your kids are leaving the nest and you're grieving the loss of your role as a full-time parent for now. Or maybe you're facing a career transition and wondering what's next for now. Perhaps your body is changing. Mine is. And you don't feel as energetic or confident as you used to. For now. When we're in the thick of these challenges, it's easy to feel like they'll last forever. But here's the truth. They won't. Just as the seasons change, right? So do our circumstances. And when you add for now to your thoughts, it creates space for hope, possibility, and growth. All right, let's try this together. I want you to really get this, especially right now during the holidays. Things can be a little crazy, right? For now. All right, let's try this together. I feel so lonely. For now. I'm struggling to figure out my next steps in life. For now. I'm overwhelmed by life's demands. For now. I hope you can feel the shift just by adding those two little extra words to your challenges. It's like a deep exhale for your soul. For now reminds us that this moment is fleeting. It's just a moment. And that better days, I promise you, are ahead. Remind yourself that life is just temporary. These challenges are temporary. Okay. So now that we understand the power of for now, let's talk about how to truly embrace life's impermanence and find peace in the process. Here are a few tools that I gathered for you and strategies that will help you. Number one, practice gratitude for the present moment, as hard as it can be. Even in the hardest times, there's always something to be grateful for. Maybe it's the sunrise you caught this morning, the kindness of a stranger, or the simple fact that you're still here, breathing and alive. Gratitude helps ground us in the present moment and reminds us that even in the chaos, there's beauty to be found. All right, number two, shift your focus with for now. Every time you feel overwhelmed, end your thought with for now. This simple practice rewires your brain, literally, to see challenges as temporary and manageable. You're not denying your struggles. You're not ignoring them. You're just putting them into perspective. Okay, number three, meditation and mindfulness. Love, love, love. One of the best ways to embrace the impermanence of life is through meditation. Guess what? Y'all might know this. I've got something special to help you with that. My freedom meditations are designed to bring you back to the present moment, to calm your mind and guide you toward clarity and peace. These meditations have been a game changer for me, and I know they'll be just as powerful for you. You can grab them at freedommeditations.com. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Okay, number four, take small, purposeful actions. When life feels overwhelming, focus on just one small thing you can do today to move forward. Maybe it's making a gratitude list, taking a walk, or reaching out to a friend. Every tiny step counts. And finally, number five, celebrate your resilience. Look back in your life at the challenges you've already overcome. I'm sure there are plenty. You've made it through 100% of your worst days so far. That's pretty amazing, right? You are stronger than you think, and stronger than you probably give yourself credit. So every challenge you face is shaping you into the incredible person you're becoming. I'm actually so grateful for the challenges that I have faced in my life. Every single challenge has been a teacher for me because I have learned so much about myself and also about life. All right, my friend, life is all about change, right? The highs, the lows, the in-betweens are all part of this wild, beautiful journey we call life. And while it's easy to get caught up in the tough moments, remember that they are just that. They are moments. That's why they call it a moment. They don't define you and they will not last forever. So the next time you find yourself overwhelmed with life, whisper those two little words, for now. Let them remind you that better days are ahead, that you are growing, and that you have everything you need to navigate this season with strength and grace. And here's something I'd love for you to keep in your back pocket. It's the timeless serenity prayer. This prayer actually helped me through many of my tough times. The serenity prayer goes a little something like this. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and wisdom to know the difference. This prayer is such a perfect complement to the idea of for now. It reminds us to accept what is out of our control while empowering us to take action where we can. The words offer a beautiful balance between surrender and strength, both of which are essential during midlife transitions. Hello. When you're facing an empty nest, a career change, or even a health challenge, the serenity prayer can be your anchor. Whisper it to yourself in those moments of overwhelm. Let it remind you to release what you can't control and take bold steps where you can, and trust that with time, even the most challenging situations will shift. And speaking of creating change, I want to circle back to the exciting announcement I shared earlier. Enrollment is now open for my Freedom at Midlife 7-week group coaching program. If you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or maybe even a little lost, I got you, girl. This program is your step-by-step guide to transforming your life and rediscovering the confident, joyful, and badass version of you. So, why did I create this program? Let me tell you. I wish I had had this program 7 years ago. That would have been awesome. Many of you know my story, but at the age of 45, my life felt like a complete disaster. I needed those two little words, for now and then some. I was broke. I was divorced, sick. I had black mold toxicity, Lyme disease, anxiety, panic attacks. Oh my gosh, I was a total disaster, totally emotionally drained. I was staring at a pile of broken pieces and asking myself, what the heck happened in my life? And most importantly, how the hell do I get out of this? I knew I had to rebuild myself and my life, but I had no idea where to start. Then one day, I had this crazy, wild vision of me driving an RV across the country. But not just driving an RV across the country, I was envisioning me as being free and happy and confident and at peace with myself and healthy. That vision saved me because it showed me the possibility of who I could become in my life. I made a choice. I could stay stuck, or I could put effort into creating a better life. I chose freedom, and little by little, I developed the tools and techniques that rebuilt my mind, my body, and my life. And guess what? If I can do it, you can do it too, I promise you. So that is why I created the Freedom at Midlife program, to help you transform your life with proven steps that actually do work. All right, so what's in the program? Let me break it down for you. This is a 7-week journey packed with easy to follow tutorials, meditations, coaching, and a private sister circle community where you'll connect with other amazing women just like you. Here's what you're going to learn. In step one, free yourself, you'll start by identifying where you are now using tools like the Wheel of Midlife. You'll rediscover your inner superhero and learn how to become your own BFF. This step right here is all about clarity, confidence and reactivating your strengths. Step number two, week two, is reset your life. We'll hit the reset button, clear out emotional baggage, and start fresh. And you'll envision the new you and create a midlife mantra, so cool, to guide you forward. In step three, week three, is envision a new future. This step is about mapping out your dreams, nourishing your body so you can feel confident, vibrant, and strong. And these are just simple, powerful tools to help you bring your goals to life. Step number four, week four, is embrace and explore. You'll explore new passions, drop perfectionism, we don't have time for that stuff, and learn how small changes create big results. We'll also address mistakes, but what mistakes, please? We don't make mistakes. We'll reframe them as opportunities for growth. Mistakes are just retakes. Step number five, detach from tomorrow. You're going to say goodbye to overplanning and embrace the beauty of spontaneity. Trust the process and find joy in the journey. Step number six, own your badass self. This is where you step into your power. This is probably one of my favorite steps of them all. You'll learn to set healthy boundaries, build self-worth, and protect your newfound freedom. And finally, step number seven, week seven, is master thyself. In this final step, you'll learn to stay wild, W-I-L-D, with waking up with gratitude, inviting more miracles, loving who you are, and driving it home. This is your forever toolkit to thrive at midlife. Okay, so what's included? When you join the Freedom at Midlife program, you get 7 modules with easy-to-follow tutorials, the Freedom Playbook to guide you step-by-step, weekly live group coaching calls every Thursday with Ma, access to our private sister circle community where you'll find support, encouragement, and connection. And finally, you'll get the exclusive Freedom Meditation Series to nourish your mind, body, and soul. Okay, so let's be real for just a second. If you're feeling stuck in limiting beliefs, unsure of where to start, overwhelmed by emotional baggage, stress, toxic relationships, disconnected from your passions, dreams, and even yourself, frustrated with your health, energy, or body, this is the program for you. This program was made for you. And here's the thing, it's not too late. Midlife isn't an ending, it's an opportunity to reinvent yourself and create the life that you deserve. Because you're a listener, this is very important, of the Midlife Makeover Show, I'm giving you $300 off your enrollment. For now, just use the code 300 at checkout, 300. But don't wait too long. This offer is only good until December 31st, 2024. And remember, space is limited. I can only allow so many people into the class. So if this speaks to you, do not wait. Go to freedomatmidlife.com to register ASAP. Thank you for spending this time with me today, my friend. I hope today's message of for now reminded you of your incredible resilience and the beauty of life's impermanence. Until next time, keep embracing this wild and wonderful midlife journey. You've got this. Okay, bye for now. Bye for now.
Did this podcast inspire you, challenge you, trigger you to make a change, or spit out your coffee laughing? Good. Then there are 3 ways you can thank me. Number 1, you can leave a written review of this podcast on Apple iTunes. Number 2, you can take a screenshot of the episode and share it onto social media and tag me, Wendy Valentine. Number 3, share it with another midlifer that needs a makeover. You know who I'm talking about. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Get out there and be bold, be free, be you.